the rest of the story. When the Los Angeles Olympics of 1932 was only weeks away, the sports world turned its attention to Evanston, Illinois, because there at Northwestern University, a track meet was about to be held, a track meet with two purposes. First, to decide the 1932 AAU National Women's Championship. Second, to serve as a tryout for the upcoming Olympics. That is, the winners of the Northwestern meet would compete in Los Angeles at the Olympics. Dozens of teams converged from all over the country. The Illinois women's athletic team was favored to sweep the events. There was also a team from Dallas, Texas. The meet was comprised of 10 separate contests. The Dallas team was entered in 8 of those contests. First event, the discus. No one of the Dallas team was particularly good at it, but the Dallas discus thrower surprised herself and everybody else by taking fourth place and picking up a point. Next was the shot put. Again, nobody competing for Dallas was considered formidable. However, the Dallas shot putter shocked the spectators with a heave of 39 feet, 6.5 inches, and won the event. Other competitors began scratching their heads. Next, the baseball throw. And it was a Dallas pitcher. The same girl who had won the event the year before and the year before that. This year was no different. She hurled that baseball 272 feet and 2 inches to win. So Dallas finally went down in the 100-yard dash, ran but failed to qualify for the final. And just as it appeared that Dallas's fortune had turned, the team's javelin thrower stepped up and launched that javelin 139 feet and 3 inches, almost 6 feet better than the world record. And Dallas had only begun. That team won the next event as well, the 80-meter hurdles. In fact, in the qualifying heat, another world record was set by the Dallas runner. And then the high jump, another win for Dallas, and another world record. And then the broad jump, and another Dallas victory. By day's end, the crowd was stunned. The highly favored Illinois team, 22 of the finest female athletes in the nation, had come in second. Dallas was number one. The underdog Texas team had placed in 7 of the 8 events it had entered and had amassed a total of 30 points, 8 more than Illinois. And that's not all. In doing so, the Dallas team had set 4 world records and had won the meet in only 2.5 hours. And 2 weeks later, that Dallas team would make a similarly dramatic showing in the Los Angeles Olympics. But let the record books also show that Dallas, the team, by the way, sponsored by the Employers Casualty Insurance Company of Dallas, that team triumphed because of one superb 20-year-old Texas athlete named Mildred Didrikson, Babe Didrikson. She was on the team. In fact, she was the team. She was the only one on it. Babe Didrikson at Northwestern University in July of 1932 vanquished the most talented female track athletes in all the country. Entire teams full of them, and she did it all by herself. Now you know the rest of the story.